Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our long-haul over-the-road drivers, men and women out there. And a second special shout-out to all the first responders down there in Surfside, Florida, South Miami Beach, getting the job done there. Our thoughts and prayers go with every one of you, as well as the victims and their families. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. And we start up, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have one of our favorite telephone callers on the line here. He does very good work with a fly swatter, I've been told. So here we go, Mike in Clearwater.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you, ma'am. I just want you to know that. Now, once again, the Biden administration has shown their ineptitude towards foreign policy. So if we leave Afghanistan by September the 11th, I'm pretty sure, or I'm almost 99.9% sure, that the Taliban is laughing at us. Look at them go. You know, we're and the other thing to that is, not only are they going to take the country back over, but maybe ISIS will start back up, and maybe they'll use Afghanistan as their launching pad. You know, it's definitely going to become a terrorist haven again, like it was before 9/11, which is, so everything basically we did for the last 20 years there is a complete loss and waste of money. And so I just want your thoughts on that, because I think Uncle Joe is making a really big mistake, and he's allowing these people to go to Afghanistan and regroup and maybe do some other type of 9/11 style attack on us. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, and Mike, I'll agree with you. You're absolutely right, but you also forgot to mention China in the equation, because China is going to be right there seeking an opportunity, are they not?
Well, thanks for the nice, kind words. I am one that I thought Trump was wrong, and I certainly think Biden was wrong for leaving Afghanistan. That's just me. Will the Taliban take over the country? They have already taken it over. It is predicted that Kabul will fall within the next 60 days.
Yep.
60 days.
Yep.
There are those at the Pentagon that's like Gerald Milley that says it could take as long as 2 years. Well, I don't think so.
Nope.
All you need to do is just take a look at a map and see what is bordering Afghanistan. And that will pretty much tell you what the threat matrix possibly could include going forward. I'm not happy about this one at all, but they didn't ask me. I'm just a burned out tennis player.
Now, Biden, of course, came out and guaranteed the fact that he's going to get the people out that were helping us there and all that sort of stuff. The only hang up right now is looking for a country to send him to, or countries.
Qatar.
Yep. Well, they're not all going to Qatar, are they?
No, that's the plan.
Okay. Well, we'll see. But that's supposedly the hang-up, because I had a little short audio I played a couple hours ago, Joe Biden saying what he was going to do. But we'll see, because we cannot leave those people hanging. If we do, they're all going to die. That's what the Taliban will do.
Correct.
Yep. Okay, well, back to our a little short recap on Surfside. Of course, the FEMA urban search teams were activated yesterday. I do know the big team out of FDNY sent they've got three different major teams out of FDNY. They sent one of their teams, I forget which one it is, didn't really hear which one it is, but of course they were involved, very much involved in the World Trade Center, and they're going down there to where the disaster has been declared, and President Biden has declared it a federal disaster area. Now, we just sat here, and I told you during the break, I was watching a great big crane being backed into position to be used to try to lift some of this debris up, which it'll be doing, along with some other ones there, too, correct?
Correct.
And what they'll do now is, as they're retrieving the remains of some of the people who have died, which we've already heard they've done, well, you'll be hearing more about that, I'm sure, in the next couple hours. Perhaps with the early morning brews news.
Yeah, it is projected that the 99 or so that are still unaccounted for, one third of them are foreign nationals. And pretty much all of Miami is foreign. I mean, let's just be real.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a nasty way. That's just the fact. This is determined by the family members and or friends that have gone to the community center that was set up to see who's still missing.
And there are six members of the Argentine embassy that were living in those condos, and according to the Argentine government, they've been unable to reach their people. So that's not a good sign either. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
We are going to, and let me tell you about our newest sponsor, Tuggy the Patriot Pup. And education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, that is no longer the case, ladies and gentlemen. The sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's now written 3 great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Volume 1 features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. And in Volume number 2, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. Volume number 3 features Tuggy and Bride settle on a Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So, visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Check it out for your children, your grandchildren, and it's an absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And Denise Simon, you're going to be getting a sample copy here in a little bit once we get them. That's going to be fun. You're going to like that. You're going to like that. All right.
Cool. Thank you.
Cool beans. That's what you'd say, cool beans, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me drift on up here. Now, got to talk about this bipartisan mess coming out of... and by the way, I want to say something about... it's Regnery. I think I said that right. Yeah.
Regnery.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is... We talked about General Miley yesterday, and we didn't give that quite enough time because I don't understand how the general and the admiral, Gilday, can think that there's anything positive in having our military read anything about the CRT. It's not a positive thing. It's socialist and communist in nature, and it's about indoctrination. What don't they get about this?
Well, you know, when you get up to the ranks of the Joint Chiefs and all of that, their job is really all political at that point.
Correct.
And under Secretary Austin, I believe that is kind of the force that has been put on, you know, those top flag officers. But I would also say that those guys really should have the spine, the backbone to say, you know what, that's not what we are here to do. You as Secretary of Defense can go down the path of political correctness and indoctrination and all those other kinds of things. But, you know, our charter should really be force readiness, you know, and all that kind of thing. But so I don't have a lot of regard. I mean, I interviewed a general actually yesterday. I had this very discussion who used to be a aide to Donald Rumsfeld, and he was trying to explain to me, although he does agree with me, he was trying to explain to me what it's really like in those top ranks, and he was sort of giving General Milley a pass, and I wasn't quite buying it.
Did he tell you about their pay scale?
No, I mean, we already know that their pay scale is ridiculous.
Yeah, $2 million a year to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and the guys down below them get $1 million plus.
Mm-hmm.
All those 4 stars, but that is what it is. Okay, well, let's go back to the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan that Joe Biden says, we have a deal. Do they?
Maybe kind of, sort of. It seems to be that's what they're selling us. But I think what's key is to see what is in it, and I don't know what is in it yet. I have not looked. But
well, for roads and bridges, there's only about $110 billion or something like that. That doesn't sound like enough.
Well, look, I can tell you that broadband is going to be in this. And,
right.
You know, that which when they say broadband, what they're doing is they're giving subsidized monies or big grant monies, if you will, to communications companies, the Comcast and the Verizons and the T-Mobiles and whatnot, which makes me furious because, you know, these companies are just as wealthy as they can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
So I would also say that, you know, they're going to do the same thing with the rail system again. It's going to be grant money all over the place.
Mm-hmm. By your votes.
Yep.
All right. Well, the Biden administration also yesterday extended the eviction moratorium by, quote, one final month, as many states followed along and did the same.
Okay, well, if 1 month, I mean, at this point, you know, we're talking about real money, but we've been talking about it all along. But if it's just 1 month, it is what it is. So,
mm-hmm. And California,
people had better. And I think as of today, the couple of states' supplemental $300 unemployment
is done. Is done. You're right. Yep. And the rest of them, July 1st, I believe.
Yeah, so these people are going to have to start getting serious about going back into the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rudy Giuliani yesterday, the New York State Bar Association, and a judge through the appellate court there in New York, where it was a case that Rudy had challenged, they revoked his law license in New York State over demonstrably false 2020 election claims?
Well, they didn't revoke it. They suspended it. There's a difference. Revoking means it goes away. And in this particular case, they have suspended it, which is really kind of ridiculous. But he'll certainly appeal. He'll go before have a chance to respond to the Bar Association and that kind of thing. But
yep.
That's New York for you.
Well, Mike was concerned about Afghanistan, but I got one better here. Russia says there will be no more warning shots. This is in regards to something that happened with them and the British earlier in the week. Russia has threatened to fire directly at the warships that approach their borders, and they've even threatened to bomb the ships.
Yeah. I was reading about it earlier in the week. I actually considered writing about it. It is what it is. I mean, I can kind of just pontificate on it, but that's all right. We kind of get the message. I mean, Russia's been doing it to us with our bombers and to Europe with the bombers. So what's the difference between they doing it to us in the air and the Brits, you know, being within legal waters, if you will. If they get too close to a Russian ship, you know, maybe Russia ought to back off. But anyway.
Yeah, to be continued, right?
Sure.
Okay. Now, in addition, In addition, we're down to some 650 troops in about another week in Afghanistan. They're going to keep them there until roughly the September pullout. Now, my understanding is they're there because of the pretty much trying to keep the airport up and running. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes.
Okay. And the Turkish forces were approached about doing that. Are they going to get involved?
Well, I mean, Erdogan always wants to stay in the mix, so that's possible. Furthermore, they're a NATO country. So, that's very possible that Turkey, Erdogan, may approve this.
All righty. We'll let you go. Catch you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day over there on the mountaintop, and talk to you tomorrow.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out. Check out all the things that she has to offer. And I will be right back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The search for survivors is continuing after a high-rise condo collapsed near Miami. At least 100 people are still missing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
It is really, really traumatic to see the collapse of a massive structure like that.
One person is confirmed dead. President Biden says they have a bipartisan deal on infrastructure. Ohio Republican Rob Portman.
This is roads and bridges, but also lots of other kinds of infrastructure, including broadband, including our water system and our rail system, all of which is good for the economy.
Originally, the president was asking for more than the $953 billion in the package.
But this reminds me of the days we used to get an awful lot done up in the United States Congress. We actually worked. We had bipartisan deals. Bipartisan deals means compromise.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain
now,
Matt Bruce.
It's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you. And by the way, yesterday we had Bo Browning in the studio with us. And he answered all of your questions. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you. They have one that happens to be in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. Now, you can find out more about them, and what I would strongly suggest, if you're seriously interested in becoming an aviation maintenance tech, a high-paying job with a guaranteed future, because you'll never have to worry about whether you got a job again. You can work anywhere in the world as an aviation maintenance tech. You call them at their number, 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. 2080. Call them at that number and set up an appointment to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Mass or the one here in Florida, whichever one works for you. And remember, you'll have an opportunity to talk to students, you'll have an opportunity to talk to one of the instructors, and you'll also have an opportunity to talk to the people to set up your financial student loan, whether it's through the veterans, the VA, they have a VA rep there. And if you're post 9/11, no problem there. Pre 9/11, you'll have to see if you're qualified and what you're qualified for. Otherwise, everybody gets a student loan that's qualified to get one through the normal reason, the normal places of doing so. Now, the website is naa.edu, naa.edu. The phone number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. All right. You just heard me talking about Afghanistan. Taliban militants have now claimed 60 of Afghanistan's 370 districts since May. They just also took control of the largest border checkpoint coming in from Pakistan over the past few days. So they now have control of that. And they're pressing into territory that they traditionally have not held. And it looks like as if they're making a beeline towards Bagram and Kandahar, that they'll soon have control of one or the other. Now, as the Taliban gains ground across northern Afghanistan, anti-Taliban militias have sprung up also into multiple provinces, triggering fears of a potential civil war and a kind of anarchy the country experienced back in the 1990s. And why wouldn't it? Because back in the 1990s, after the withdrawal of the Soviet Union, and the rise of the Mujahideen military infighting, various ethnic groups were arming themselves, creating the potential for Afghanistan to return to a coalition of the fiefdoms and undermine the democratic government altogether. Now, with the impending withdrawal of the U.S. forces and NATO, many Afghan translators and contractors who've worked with American military officials for years say they fear for their lives due to the Taliban and are waiting on a solution for the visa backlog that would help them escape to the U.S. Well, they're not coming to the U.S. The U.S. has arranged it such that they're going to go to possibly Qatar and a couple of other places. And the other thing is, and this is where you really got to scratch your head, the United Nations is desperately trying to erase negotiations between the Afghan government. I'm sorry, to ensure negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban occur diplomatically rather than on the battlefield. Good luck with that. They're trying to get the Taliban to honor their agreement to renounce terrorism in exchange for American forces leaving the country. They are not going to do that. They are not going to do that. And when Mike, a little while ago, with his telephone call to Denise, talked about ISIS, they're back. They are back, and they are getting stronger. And by the way, in northeast Syria, ISIS just reinstated their police force to enforce the rules that they live under, this strict Islamic law. Well, Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says he's had enough. The military's top officers, schools, congressmen, and on the critical race theory, talking about white rage and communism, but he's got it wrong. He's got it wrong, and I know, and so do you, that he's being ordered by people above him that he's got to say what they tell him, otherwise they'll find a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And they want that pension, they want that money that they get, because they get a tremendous amount of money and power when they get that fourth star up on their shoulder. And top defense officials have now completed multiple trips to Capitol Hill to defend President Joe Biden's flat defense budget request, and now the task of tailoring that request falls into the hands of Congress. Will they or won't they? Now, the latest intelligence information concluded last week that the government of Afghanistan could collapse as soon as 6 months after the American military withdraws from their country.
I think it's going to be sooner than that. You heard Denise say 60 days. I agree with that. Might even be sooner. Because the Taliban had the will to fight. The Afghanis, for some reason, don't. And President Joe Biden is set to nominate, it's the chief executive of the U.S.-Russia Foundation and a former National Security Council official on Russia to be the Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs. Also, Russian fighters and warships did not fire warning shots or drop bombs to warn off the U.K. warship HMS Defender, operating in the Black Sea recently off the coast of Crimea. The U.K. Ministry of Defense said they confirmed that. But the Russians said, hey, next time you come too close to our shoreline, we will fire at the ship. No more warning shots. Now, isn't that going to be something? By the way, the U.S. will likely need to deploy a hybrid system to defend Guam due to its difficult terrain and the variety of missile threats it faces, preparing for the upcoming battle that they see with China. And a White House meeting with Afghanistan's President Ghani will be an overdue show of support for the Afghan government. Well, it's too little too late there, guys and gals, because I'm telling you, Afghanistan is lost after 20 years and after our loss of life we've had there. Mismanaged, run the wrong way, you're in it to win it, you go in, you destroy the enemy, and you get the hell out. Stop the nation-building stuff. By the way, Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday began his second trip to Europe in barely a week, part of the Biden administration's determination to show up at the international forums and reclaim America's global leadership role. Well, Blinken isn't exactly the guy to do that, but that's okay. According to Biden and crew, that's what they're going to do. Also, a linguist for the U.S. Special Operations Task Force in Iraq was sentenced Wednesday to 23 years in prison in a rare terrorism espionage case after she admitted she turned over names of informants and other classified data to a Lebanese man with ties to the militant group Hezbollah. Wow. Hopefully nobody died as a result of that woman. Alrighty, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday here in the neighborhood. Hope you're having a great day. And I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura is the place where if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, if you got a bad back like I do, that really feels fantastic. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. And don't forget, MossAcura.com, MAUSAcura.com. And you can tell them the captain sent you. All right, there you go. Over to Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street. Hey, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
I was going to jump right into it here, but we got a caller, and I think it's from one of our favorite question askers. So, good morning, caller. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. On the Russians firing on our ships, they say they're going to...
No. That was not our ships. It was Britain.
A Britain ship.
And they didn't fire, but they say they're going to.
They say they're going to. If they do, let's say they sink one of theirs, what do you think is going to happen? And a financial question for Chris Markowski.
Go ahead.
What is going to happen to the housing market in Florida? How is it going to keep going? All right. That's it, Captain.
All right, Chris, I'll let you go with the housing market first.
It's all relative based upon where you are. I know certain areas of the state have the capacity to continue to build. In regards to, because you're turning over cow pastures and turning them into housing areas. Obviously, difficult to build along the water. There's a couple spots, one in Sarasota, that old quay area down there. They're putting new high-rise structures there. People continue to move to Florida. So, yeah, the housing market's going to remain strong. My brother lives in South Tampa. Really no place to build as far as houses are concerned unless you do a teardown somewhere. So you're limited. That's how real estate works. The issue with Florida is obviously dealing with infrastructure moving forward and being able to handle the people and having the roads and the bridges and the schools, for that matter, that can handle the influx of kids.
Now, the incident in the Black Sea with the British ships getting close to the Crimean shoreline, which is part of Russia's territory now, they call that part of Russia. What happened there was they were threatened. There were no shots fired at the British ships, although initially it was reported that the Russians had fired towards the British to get them to turn around and get out of the territory. But the ships were in international water at the time, international water. They were not even close to where the Russians said they were going to be. So as far as anybody firing at a ship, they're going to defend themselves. I don't care if it's Britain, Russia, China, the Americans, whoever, French. If you get fired at, they're going to fire back. They're not going to just sit in the water and go, oh, just a minute, do not shoot, we do not do nothing. No, they're going to return fire.
Yeah, there's a lot of history involved with this, though, in this area of the world, especially talking Crimea, the U.K., and Russia. It goes all the way back to the Crimean War.
Yep.
The Light Brigade, Florence Nightingale, and all that stuff. This is going back a long way. So there's some bad blood in regards to that area of the world, and especially UK's involvement in that area of the world. Russia's going to be a little bit, more worried about foreign ships coming into that area. I think this is much ado about nothing, quite frankly. I do not think that a Russian ship's going to fire at a UK ship. They talk about warning shots and stuff like that. I really have a hard time believing that any ship's going to be fired upon.
Well, they said there'll be no more warning shots. They will shoot the ship. They will shoot at it. They hit it.
Well, yeah. I mean, they say that, but we'll see what happens.
Now, we supposedly, maybe, kind of, sort of, have got a deal with the Biden administration and the Republicans on this infrastructure package. What do you think's going on here?
Well, if Biden, after that came out yesterday and said he's going to be pushing for his human infrastructure package and more handouts and giveaways after this is passed. If that's the case and that's what they're going to do, and they're going to do it through reconciliation, shame on the Republicans. They shouldn't do anything. They shouldn't do anything bipartisan. They should just shut the whole thing down and look to block everything. I don't know. We'll see what happens here. I don't trust the Democrats. I think they're going to push for more ridiculous spending and handouts and giveaways outside of this infrastructure package. If Republicans are just signing off on this so they can go home and say, oh, look at what we spent and look at, we're bringing home the bacon. Again, shame on Republicans.
Now, the stocks yesterday, Wall Street soared amidst the talk of this infrastructure spending bill. I'm looking at the futures right now, and I'm showing the, the New York Stock Exchange listing 34154, and that's up. I'm showing the NASDAQ at 14370, and that's up. I'm showing the Standard & Poor's right here. Let me see. I got this partially covered up. Let me uncover it. At 42.59, and that's up. So it looks like we're going to have a good day in the stock market.
Well, we'll see. Again, it's there's some inflation numbers that are coming out today. Some earnings as well. We'll see what happens in regards to it. I don't look at the day-to-day movements of the stock market and try to take anything away from that, nor should you, nor should any of your listeners out there. Markets trade. Sometimes they go up on bad news. Sometimes they go down on good news. And that's just the reality of the situation.
Now, yesterday, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dropped to 411,000. And that's down significantly as businesses are a bit reluctant to hire.
We got to remember, those are also initial claims. Initial claims are there based upon, who's firing people. Basically, take a look at that way, because it's so difficult to find workers at this point in time. So, yeah, expect the initial claims to stay muted.
Who's firing people? CNN?
Outside of CNN.
Yeah. By the way, here's one for you. This is, call this the wacky world of retail. Kanye West is suing Walmart for selling knockoff Yeezy sneakers.
They're selling, has his own clothing.
Right.
Apparel line, and I don't know, maybe they got the Chinese sweatshops, I guess, to make copies of them, and he's none too happy. Interesting, to say the least, but I don't blame him. You should get in trouble for that.
Well, I told you years ago, we hauled sneakers out of Portland, came in overseas, Chinese, they were the Michael Jordan Air Jordans, and we took them back down here to Florida, and they insured value on the sneaker before they did whatever they did to it down here was $3 a pair.
That's a lot for sneakers, is it not?
Well, those are the sneakers that the Air Jordans were going for, what, $100 or $200?
Well, I'm just saying the insurance cost. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
3%. If you're looking, I don't know, it depends on the year. Mm-hmm. They were $100, I think, when I was a kid.
Yeah. So there you go. Oh, by the way, did you see the newly branded bottle of Aunt Jemima pancake syrup and mixes?
I heard about it. I haven't seen it yet.
Pearl Milling Company is what it says, with a picture of Aunt Jemima on the thing.
Oh, boy. It's the America. Everybody's got to get offended with everything and anything out there. I'll take a look at it when I see it. What was the other one that they are doing away with? Was the old Uncle Ben's? Is that true, too?
I think Ben's rice. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, one of the fast food chains is offering their teenage managers $50,000 salary to combat worker shortages.
Wow. Not too bad, is it? Nope. And the funny thing is, colleges and universities are trying to get kids back to school, but left during the pandemic, and they're getting jobs, and they're saying, nah, I like the full-time work.
And it's a hamburger chain. All right, I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. When I come back, I'll tell you what hamburger chain that is. I'll be right back with Frank Silvato.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.